Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer. Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. He's been helping people retire for 26 years now. Eric, it's great to be here with you as you've been meeting with your clients this past week. What the heck have they been talking about regarding their retirement?
Well, with the fairly recent news of this being the now longest bull market ever, and, you know, there's some debate. Some people say, well, 2011, there was almost a correction, but not, or almost a bull market, or a bear market, I should say. And so, yeah, okay, it may or may not be the longest, but regardless, it's one of the top two or three. And the markets usually go up for only about 3 to 4 years. And we're at 9, almost going on to 10, maybe 8, depending on what you want to call it. But how do you... You know, if you're about to retire, how do you lock in some of those gains? You know, how do you protect them? I mean, inside your 401k, all you have is stocks and bond mutual funds. You have no safe place to go to. And, you know, so that's one of the big concerns, because a money market or stable value fund, those are not guaranteed by any means. And so a lot of them have been trying to figure out, you know, and asking me, Eric, what is a good solution? Are there some ways that you can protect it? And there definitely are. There's some assets that are out there where you can put the money in and, you know, they're principal protected. They don't go down, but they still earn a rate based on the market indexes. And so they're going to still do pretty decent on the up years, but they're not going to follow things down on the down years. And, you know, I'm thinking more and more for a lot of people, they need to have some of that money in what we call, like to call foundational assets, stuff that can't go away. And especially if you're 5-10 years out from retirement, oh my gosh, yeah, you really need to make sure you've got some money that if another 08 happens or something like that and you're retired, you know, you can't wait for that money to come back. You got to have some money that you can grab when you need it and make sure it hasn't gone down. And then that lets your portfolio to be able to have that time to rebuild and come back up. So, you know, I think it's more critical than ever. And, you know, I mean, we've not seen, it's almost been literally a decade since we've seen really any major down market. And that's not typical. So, you know, that's what you might want to do is protect a little bit of those gains and make sure you always have some of that money, right?
Right. We're going to talk about these questions today and the fact they go right to the heart of the very things that make us human, and that's our emotions. And frequently, our emotions are at the root of some very common money behaviors that can cause us trouble. So, Eric, can emotions get the better of us?
Yeah, well, definitely they can really make some people do some bad choices. And we all know that. We have all seen that. And most of us, if you've bought something, it's really hard to sell that when you know, it's gone up so much, or, you know, it's gone down so much. So I'm just going to wait for it to come back. And, you know, I just had some clients that have had the same stock for almost a decade. They never bought it. They inherited it from his mother. And it literally has done almost nothing for 10 years because they kept waiting for it to go up. It's going to go up soon. It's going to go up soon. No, there's no rule that says it's going to go up soon. There's no law that says every stock must always go up. And so, you know, they just finally, literally just a couple weeks ago, finally said, yeah, let's get rid of that. It's like, oh my gosh, yes, thank you. And so everybody, we hear all this stuff on the news, we hear all this, you know, round the clock data and all these things and the stuff on TV and radio, of course. And, you know, what do you believe? What should you listen to? And there's all this opinion. And so it's really tough because we're getting all this data, and does it really affect us in a smart way, or does it actually make us do actually more bad decisions?
Is there a consequence for too much information that we are all bombarded with?
Well, certainly. The hard part is it depends on who you're listening to and, you know, what credibility do you want to put with that person. And then a lot of stuff is, does it matter? I mean, I think I've talked about this one on the show before, but my favorite stock market scare was October, I think it was, of 2015, when there was a couple cases of Ebola and in the U.S. and the market dropped 5%. Because people thought people were going to just be dying left and right.
Right.
And,
oh, my.
You know, there was a couple cases. I don't remember if anyone actually passed away. I think they were all cured. It was not a big deal. You know, but imagine if you were listening to the market that day or the news people, and they're like, oh my gosh, Ebola's in the U.S. Everybody run and hide, sell all your stocks, or, you know, whatever they were saying, right? I mean, you know, it was really ridiculous. you know, in hindsight, I mean, people don't remember it now, but it was a huge news story for a couple of days, and it did drop the market for a day or two. And, you know, there were some people who actually sold and lost money because of that. Was that story really something that's going to change when you retire, how you retire? You know, was there any real substance to that story? The answer is pretty much no, there wasn't. But if you reacted to it, well, then that can be pretty ugly. So the easiest way to not overreact and to know when to act and when not to act is to have a plan. And the plan is the most critical thing. So if you have a plan and you say, oh, let's see, this just happened. Let me go back and check my plan. What did I say about this when this happens? And then it's very easy. You know, it's just kind of like an actor following a script. What am I supposed to say next? What am I supposed to do here? Okay, yeah, it's already written down. And so if you have that income plan that knows or at least shows how long your money is going to last, will you make sure you outlive your money and not the other way around? And then, you know, then we have to look at the investment plan. What kind of investments should we have? We have to look at the tax plan. Which ones should we touch first? Healthcare, legacy. That's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And that is our trademark process. That is the process that we help people go through to find out how they can worry less about their money and more about having fun and enjoying life and doing the things you want to do in retirement, not watching your portfolio daily. And so that's something you want to do. There's no cost, no obligation for our process to come in, and we'll have a visit, go over what's concerns, what is your worries today. Then we'll come up with the strategy of here's at least where you're on, here's the path you're headed, and here's some things you might want to fix. And that's up to you if you want to hire us or not. But again, as long as you have $250,000 saved for retirement, there's no cost, no obligation. Just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. 1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Eric, it might be kind of good for us to hear a story about someone whose emotions did get in the way of their best interest. Do you have something like that for us?
A lot of the stories about people messing up are often, you know, bad ones.
Sad ones,
You know, but here's a one that's a little bit more unique because it was actually kind of doubly good. But I had a client that you know, really liked Apple stock, and this was several years ago, and we had a stop loss in there, so it would sell if it, you know, dropped too low, and it was about to hit that, so she said, oh, can you lower it $10 a share? And then, of course, the next week, it broke through that, so, you know, had she not done that, she would have sold it for $10 more a share, and she was really, you know, hating the fact that we sold it. Well, later on that year, it was almost $50 a share lower. And she bought some more. And now, of course, as most people know, Apple's shot up a ton and she's done great. Now, she could have held it and, you know, she would have done okay still. But, you know, she jumped out and got in at, it was almost about a third off, you know, that she was able to buy it and then, you know, have those gains again. So it doesn't necessarily always have to be a bad thing. And so the discipline of saying, I'm going to, you know, anytime we have any investment, you need to know three things. Why are you buying that? Or what is it, first of all? Why that particular thing? So in this case, okay, it was Apple stock. Why Apple? Okay, I like their products. They're doing good. And then lastly, how are you going to get out of it, good or bad? Again, there's no cost, no obligation. If you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement, just pick up the phone and call us, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
You're invited to a special event with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth, and special guest Chris Barber, Senior Vice President of Griffin Capital Securities. Learn how investing in REITs could fit into your retirement plan and become familiar with the current state of REIT offerings and how they may potentially enhance your portfolio. This information and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary meal on Thursday, October 11th at noon for lunch or 6 p.m. for dinner. Call to reserve your seat, 800-880-8628. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. So call us now, 800-880-8628. That's 800-880-8628. We look forward to seeing you Thursday, October 11th at noon for lunch or 6 p.m. for dinner. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Call 800-880-8628. 2028. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. Of course, Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized advice. He's a well-known speaker, and he's also an author, and he can provide you with advice to get you to and through retirement with worry-less wealth. Today, we're talking about how emotions influence our investment decision-making. And now we're going to talk about why we allow this to happen, even though we know it's not in our best interest. So, Eric, can you tell us why?
Well, yeah, of course, the money and, you know, investments, all this stuff, it's stuff that you've really saved up for, right? You've deferred a lot of fun and could have spent things and bought things and, right, put these money for later on. And so there's a lot of emotion in it. And yeah, if something happens bad, you feel bad. Or if it also it shoots up and you do great, it also feels great. And yeah, you know, there's actually a lot of correlation to how people are when they're on drugs or, you know, under the influence of stuff. It's very much like that with investing. I mean, you know, if you talk to somebody and they've gone to Vegas or Tahoe or whatever, and you ask them how their trip was, it's always gonna be one of two answers. I won this much money or I had a good time. So they always tell you if they won.
Right.
But they never mention, oh, so fun. I lost $800 gambling. No, you never hear that. Right. And then same with stocks. People always love to tell you the ones they did so great on. And then they forget to mention the ones that, you know, the eight or nine other ones that they blew it on. And, you know, net result, did they come out ahead or not, right? Yeah, so that's the hard part, is we have to figure out, what are we going to be doing with this money? How are we going to run it? How are we going to make sure we don't do something really bad? And so, you know, there's a lot of scenarios that happen, and, you know, there's a lot of things can, you know, jump along and just, you know, freak us out. You know, obviously there's things that we've seen in the past, like 9/11, the financial meltdown. You know, these are things that really can't totally be, you know, foreseen. So you have to have a lot of discipline anytime you're talking about money. And, you know, I mean, especially when it's individual stocks. I mean, those are the ones that people mess up the most by far. You know, I mean, there's just so many people that have done that. And I mean, after 2002 crash, you know, the dot-com bust, I mean, I used to jokingly tell people I work with ex-millionaires, you know, because there's so many people who would not sell their stock. I mean, I just had a client, I mean, he's luckily now happily retired out in Kauai and enjoying life out there, you know, in Hawaii. But he had some Adobe stock and about $3.5 million worth. And I said, hey, we should sell a bunch of this and you can retire in 5 years. And he loved the plan, but he just couldn't come to sell in the stock. And so he sold 500,000 of his 3.5 million. And his remaining 3 million became 500,000. So he was worried about paying a tax of around $1 million. Well, since he lost 2.5, he didn't have to worry about the tax anymore, I guess. But yeah, you know, that wasn't the plan. And yeah, you know, he was supposed to be retired over a decade ago, because that was what we could have easily done had he cashed that in. So, you know, you never know. And obviously at the time it looked like it was a smart decision, because he even went up for a year or two after that, and then boom, you know, everything went down. And so that's what you got to watch for. Anytime you're getting too emotionally invested and you don't have enough money spread out, you could be really, you know, open for a huge setback at some point.
Right. Now, tell us what irrational decision-making looks like. Kind of like the story that you gave with the lady, but anything better?
Well, you know, it's just any time that you're either holding on to a stock because it's going to come back again. Why? You know, why do you think that stock's all of a sudden going to come back? And does it even matter? Because people forget about the fact that, hey, the rest of the market's going up and that stock's not doing anything. So you're losing money by not being part of that overall market. And that's the part we forget about. And we forget about a lot of these different things, or people will say, they'll hear some new product or hear some new thing and say, oh, I should do that. And then they move to that, and then they're paying fees or costs or taxes to move over to that. And then after 6 months or a year, they're like, oh, actually, never mind, I don't want to do that again. And then they pay taxes and fees or, you know, again. So it's just that stuff, jumping from one thing or another thing without really thinking about it. And, you know, if you really come down to it, it's because they didn't have a plan. You know, if you had a plan and somebody says on the radio or tells you or whatever, says you should be doing this, or, you know, you should be putting all your money in this thing that's wealth beyond Wall Street. It you know, it's so much better and stuff. Well, okay, the life insurance things can work, but they got to be structured right. And you probably want to get some second opinions and get a little bit more data on all this stuff. So, again, how does that fit into that income plan? You know, that's the first thing you have to have. And that's what we do when we create the blueprint to worry less wealth for people, is we create that income plan. Then we look at what investments should actually be there. We'll know what investments should or should not, and that way we're not going to have to jump and freak out when, you know, things are happening. And then look at the tax planning, look at the healthcare, look at the legacy planning, and all that together is the blueprint to worry less wealth, where we can help you worry less about retirement and more about having fun and enjoying life. So if you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement, we will go through this plan. We'll do this, look at your current path you're on, and then make some suggestions about how you can change things. And it's up to you if you want to take some action. But at least you're going to have that knowledge and have that information so you can make an intelligent decision, not an irrational one. So if that's something you'd like to take advantage of and you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement, all you got to do is pick up the phone, call 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
As I've mentioned before, Eric does hold many events throughout the year, and you can find out those details, even sign up for them on their website at wealthcreator.com. Now, Eric, can we remove emotion altogether in or from the decision-making process, do you think?
Well, unless you can become a, you know, a Vulcan, right? You know, be like a, be like Spock, and yeah, you know, not have any emotion. Well, you know, we're human, but you just can't do that, right? There is no way to fully remove it. You know, now I've got a lot of clients where they've been worried about things, or they've been, you know, freaked about certain things, and you know, one of the easiest ways to do it is just don't be in that spot, right? I mean, you know, if you don't like heights, don't go up on the balcony on a tall building, right? I mean, there's certain things, you know, that make sense to do. So one of the things that we're doing when we're working with clients is we separate that money out into three types. We have the market money that most everybody's forced into with your 401k and your IRAs, but we also have some foundational money, some stuff that can't go away. And then we've got steady income money. It's always putting off dividends on a monthly basis. And when you have that, you have some part of your money that can't go away, and you've got some money that keeps paying income to you, even if you don't quite need it yet because you're not retired, but you see that money coming in. Well, that then allows you to not have to freak out and worry about your portfolio so much. The problem is for most of us, because the way the 401k world's been designed, is we are 100% in the market. And if you're 100% in the market, that's just crazy, and that's going to drive you crazy, literally. So, you know, if you look at any pension fund, if you look at any endowment fund from a, you know, university, there is none, not a single one I've ever seen or heard of that's 100% stocks and bonds. They're going to have lots of other assets in there, and that's how they make sure that money lasts. So the problem is just the 401k world and 403bs and such have forced us all into having all this money 100% in the market. And so that's why you got to take some of that other money, lower the risk down, and then that makes you feel a lot better about things, and you're not going to have to be freaking out quite so much. And, you know, and so I think that's probably the number one way to kind of battle our emotions. But again, having that plan, having that investment statement saying, when am I going to buy it? Why am I buying it? And when am I going to get out, good or bad? If you get that stuff ahead of time, you know, you're going to be a lot happier with yourself.
Eric, why don't you tell us some of the most common emotional mistakes that investors can make? What's the first one on your list?
Well, I actually talk about this in my book, Worry Less Wealth, and the very, very first one is loss aversion. And so there's been actual scientific studies where they've looked at people's brains and measured them, and the pain of losing $100 is much more than pleasure making $100. So in other words, pain is, you know, loss is so much more hurtful than the pleasure we're getting from that gain. Again, having that plan, having that blueprint to worry less wealth, where you have that income plan, that investment plan, taxes, healthcare, and legacy all in the one, we can do that for you. No cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and have at least $250,000 saved for retirement. But just pick up the phone and give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and he has been in the business for 26 years now. His mission is to help you get to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And his strategies will help you in, minimizing fees, even lowering your tax costs. So very strategic planning. He's here to help you. Today, we're talking about how our emotions can influence our financial decision-making. So Eric, tell us another common emotional mistake that you've seen.
Well, this is a very big one, and especially right now, because there's a lot of companies that have done so well for so long. And that's really just liking an investment too much. It could be your company's stock, right? So if you work at a company, especially like a Google or, Facebook, any of these ones, Apple, any of these ones have been shooting up for so long now, it's really tough not to like those, right? And of course, the worst part about company stock is you get your job there, you get your benefits there, and then you're getting company stock there. So if that company all of a sudden takes a downturn, it may affect not just your stock portfolio, but your income and your benefits and everything else, right? So that could be kind of dangerous. And if somebody's seen these, come to our office, we have all these pictures, these little sketches, and they're from Carl Richards, and he wrote a book called Behavior Gap, and he has a thing in the New York Times once a week. But he has these little drawings and of how irrational we all tend to be about silly things like liking something or just staying there. For him himself, actually, the funny part is he's actually hired a financial advisor, even though he is one himself, to run his own portfolio because he doesn't want to make the same behavior issues, that we all fall in a prey to. So there's a lot of things that you want to watch out for. But if you like that stock too much, I mean, my dad liked this one stock. It sat for 14, 15 years, and then one year it went up 60%. Which year does he tell people about?
That one year.
I had to go, okay, let's look at the rate of return on this stock. And it turned out to be about 4% for that whole holding period. But that 60% year, he'll never forget that year for that stock. But had he just put it in the overall market through that same time frame, he would have made way more. And so that's the hard part is, but he really liked the company. Yeah, it's going to come back. I like this stock. They're a good company. And the funny part is now they're doing really well. I mean, they've done huge now, but it took them a decade or more to really get big. So don't get stuck to a stock and one investment too much.
So it's obvious that, getting help from someone like you, a financial advisor, could really help people avoid some of these emotional mistakes, right? You would agree.
Yeah. I mean, definitely by far, when I have people talking to me and they're saying stuff, and I mean, I just recently had a client that she came in with her son and she was saying this about a business and she was going to do this and then she was going to buy a house. But she's living with him because she doesn't have much income. She doesn't have very many assets. And we were just helping her, trying to help her figure out some certain things. And then the next time we had a meeting, she's like, yeah, no, I'm not really doing any of those things. And, and so lots of times people realize that some of the stuff doesn't really make sense after they talk it out with somebody or they, just bring it up or we'll even look at it. And I mean, the nice thing too is with our process, we can actually look at something and say, hey, if you retire now, what's that going to look like? Okay, well, you're going to be out of money at 71. Maybe you shouldn't retire at 60. Maybe you should work a few more years. I mean, it doesn't obviously we'd all rather be retired sooner or have the at least ability to do that, but reality is reality. You know, we can't help you there. But yeah, at least if you have that information, that data, then you kind of realize that, okay, yeah, no, this sounds good, but yeah, I need to still save some more money. And so really having an actual financial advisor just planning. I'm working with this one client right now that she's using an advisor that uses a very similar process to how I do on the investment side, but they don't do anything with any other products. They don't do any social security planning. They don't do any tax planning. There's so many things that they're not doing, and she really feels very loyal to this advisor, which, you know, I think they've done a fine job, except for they're ignoring the rest of her soul situation, because they're really only an investment manager. So that's what you want to do is, you know, you want somebody who can do planning. And that's what we do here at Heckman Financials. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth. You know, we want you to worry less about retirement and more about having fun and enjoying life. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over that income plan, make sure your money can last, or if not, we're going to at least tell you where there's going to be an issue. Then we'll figure out what investments should be in that plan to get that income, look at the tax ramifications, which assets should we take when. We do a lot of tax planning here. And then look at the healthcare and legacy issues. And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. So what we can create for you, no cost, no obligation. You just have to have at least $250,000 saved for retirement. And then just pick up the phone and call us, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Eric, how does our perception of risk influence our decision making?
Well, you know, lots of times risk can really get messed up, and especially in terms of time. And, you know, being in this business now, well, almost 3 decades, you know, I've seen enough, right? So I still remember when I had a client in, I think it was 98, complained to me because his fund only did 25% and some did 30 that year. And I was like, okay, I think your expectations are a little out of whack. 25% was fantastic. And if you're complaining about that, wow. And then, of course, in the 2000s, and especially after 08, a lot of people were more shell-shocked about how the losses. And so then they flipped the other direction. You know, they're I just can't take any more risk. Well, now, almost a decade into this bull market, people are starting to flip back to where it was back in the 90s. And they're saying, oh, you know, well, you know, yeah, everything should go up like 10 or 15% every single year, right? No, that's not normal. And, you know, what happens is our risk level keeps going up higher and higher. And that's getting to be, you know, a scary time frame, I think, because I think a lot of people that say they're conservative, I mean, if you say you're conservative and you expect to earn, you know, 8 to 10% a year, that's not conservative. And what happens is, as I've seen in the past, we start slowly going way too far over the other side. And it's not till there's a big correction that people finally, you know, pay attention to this. So, I mean, one of the things anybody listening today could do is, if you go to wealthcreator.com, there's a little box up in the top right corner. So wealthcreator.com, and ask, you know, what's your risk score? And if somebody wants to go there and look at it, it'll ask you a couple quick questions. It's like 5 minutes or something. It's super fast. And you go there and it says, okay, here's how much risk you should have in your portfolio in over a 6-month time window. This is how much swing, how much volatility should, you know, you would expect with that risk level. You know, and then we can actually compare the two, compare your portfolios to that. And then that way you can kind of see, you know, how much risk do I really have? But without that stress test and knowing how much risk you have, it's very, very scary right now because of the fact that, you know, it's been up for so long.
Right. With all of our emotional baggage, how do we make a good informed decision?
Yeah, well, that's tough. You know, you don't want to just throw it all in the bank, or you don't want to just throw it all 100% in one stock fund or something like that. So, yeah, you got to make some informed decisions. So, first of all, knowledge, of course, is power. So that's one thing. Just learning about more information, you know, coming to some of our educational events can help. Listening to shows like this, of course, can help. But really what you got to do is, again, it comes down to that boring plan, you know, create that plan, and that's going to help you manage those emotions a ton. And so when we're helping people, we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where you can worry less about retirement and more about enjoying life and having fun. And so what we're going to do is create that income plan, know how long your money's going to last. And, you know, then, okay, where should I be putting my investments to get that income for the rest of my life? And then what tax ramifications am I going to have along the way, especially when I have Social Security, especially at 70 and a half when I start taking required minimum distributions? You know, what is that tax picture going to look like? Again, if you'd like to get a little bit more information, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
When we come back, we'll have more on how risk influences our financial decision-making. That's coming up next with Eric Heckman. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. You know, Eric is an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth, and he wrote that to open up our eyes to all the financial products that are out there. And he talks about different ways to get advice. He helps us see warning signs in our own financial planning before trouble begins. And when you think about it, that is exactly what this show does, right? He's teaching us how to discover how to worry less. And so I'm so glad you joined us today. Today, we happen to be talking about just our emotions with investing and planning and all of that and how they can kind of get in the way. One thing I'd like to bring up right now, Eric, is just the fact that as we approach retirement, everybody wants to know, should I downsize? Should I sell my house? Should I pay off my house? And if you do, you know, if you do sell your house, there's going to be some tax implications. So let's kind of talk about that, because we don't want any higher taxes than we have to pay, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the hard part right now is, you know, there's a lot of people sitting on $1 million, $2 million in their house. I mean, with the market, real estate market in San Jose now being the most expensive place pretty much in the country to live in, you know, there's a lot of people saying, okay, I've got traffic, I got other things, and I'm retired. Why am I here? You know, and sadly, I've probably for almost like a year and a half or almost 2 years now, I've been having one, if not two clients move every single quarter. And, you know, they've moved all over the place. And nice things are still clients of mine. It's just I'm having to do more stuff remotely now.
Yeah,
so
exactly. Different states.
I've had some people go to, you know, tax-free states like Texas or a couple to Reno, you know, Nevada and stuff. So that way they get rid of the tax ramifications. Several moved to, you know, Bend area of Oregon. You know, a few to Hawaii. There's a lot of places there people go. And you know, they had one just moved to Colorado Springs. And, you know, there's a lot of good for moving, right? You can cash out and take up that money and buy some huge monster place and have it paid in cash. And, you know, it's great because now you've got lot less worries. And, you know, now you have to be living someplace different. And obviously the weather's probably not going to be as nice. And, you know, you got other issues to go for there and, you know, losing friends and other things. So there's definitely a lot of emotion to that. And I mean, I'm working right now with somebody she's been in the same house for 46 years. Paid $44,000 for the house, and it should sell for about $1.7 million. The $250,000, she's widowed, and so the $250,000 exclusion that she's going to get on taxes is pretty much meaningless for that big a gain. And yeah, so what do you do? Do you sell the house and pay almost $400,000 in taxes? Yeah, that can be pretty brutal, right? So there's a couple things. I mean, obviously, one is she could keep the house, and you know, if she keeps the house and just rents it out, she gets a rental income. The hard part is it's her house that she raised her family in and been there forever. And a lot of times the idea of somebody living in your house and you having to still take care of it, but you're not there. And especially if you're older and you don't want to have the good old three T's of rental property, toilets, tenants, and trash, you know, all those fun calls and issues. You know, so for her, that really didn't set well. She also had some issues a while back, so she had to take some money out of it. So she still has a mortgage on it, and that would also complicate her trying to buy a new place, because if she doesn't take the cash out, where is she going to buy her new retirement house? And, you know, she found a place out in the Sierra Foothills. It's on a, you know, it's one of these golf course resort type places for seniors. And so it's going to be, her own nice house, but this place is like $430,000 that she could pay cash for if she sells her place. But it's a lot easier for her to live there if she just pays cash. So all that points to say, yeah, let's sell the house. But oh my gosh, you know, that's a lot of taxes. And the hard part is if it's rental property, there's special tax things called 1031 exchanges where you move from one property to another property or to another type of investment tax-free. With your own primary residence, you can't do that. So, you know, there are some options. I mean, you could give part of your house to a specialty trust, a charitable trust, where it pays you income for the rest of your life. You don't pay taxes on at least that portion of the sale. And then, you know, that income keeps coming to you. The drawback is when you pass away, whatever's left in that account goes to the charity and not to your, you know, your family. So you're kind of disinheriting some people there. And you know, that can be a tough one. You know, so there are some other options too. So it really comes down to having that plan. So, you know, when we're sitting down with somebody like this, we're finding out, okay, what are you worried about? You know, let's look at this. Are you committed to selling your house or not? And so where are you going to get income from? How are you going to finance stuff? You know, how's your money going to last? So the first thing we did was create an income plan for her. Secondly, we looked at the investment plan. Okay, where should this money be? What other places can we move it to? Then we created that tax plan, of course, which is super critical in this case. And how do you avoid that monster tax hit? Look at the healthcare legacy issues. And then that was a way we were able to create that blueprint to worry less wealth. So that way she could worry less about money, less about issues like taxes, and more about having fun and enjoying her last couple decades. And so really that's the thing we want to do for you. If you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement, we do this no cost, no obligation. All we do is sit down, have a nice visit, find out what you're worried about, have a secondary visit where we find out here's the plan, or we'll show you what plan you're on right now, what path you're on, and say, hey, there's some issues here. Do you want to fix these or not? And that's up to you to take action. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to do, all you have to do is pick the phone, call 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Again, thanks so much for joining us today. I'm always so happy to be here with Eric. He's founder of Heckman Financial here in the Silicon Valley area. And Eric can help you with all of the questions that you face. Maybe you're already facing these questions in retirement. If you have questions, pick up the phone and give him a call. He is here for you. He's ready to give you a hand up on your retirement. Check him out on their website, wealthcreator.com. Again, wealthcreator.com. So, Eric, you were giving us some ideas on what we can do if we're going to think about selling a house. But you were saying there's some different strategies for tax planning and things like that. One of them was to give the house to a charity trust. But in that case, there's nothing left for your legacy. Let's say you just really want to stay in your house. Okay. You don't want to give it up yet as you're entering retirement. Is there another option?
Well, the last one's, you know, we have Marilyn Brown Ross from, you know, come on here usually once a month and talk about reverse mortgages. And, you know, that can be a great solution where you can actually, if you have a mortgage still and you're in retirement, you can pay it off. But also if you just have the house paid off already and you got a whole bunch of money sitting there, you can take it out tax-free. And the huge, huge benefit is at your death, there's a step up in basis where your kids inherit your house with no taxes due. So this is a way for you to actually not only stay at your house and be near all your friends and people you know and love and know your stores and, you know, all the stuff around you, but also at the same time, you know, get money out of the house without having to you know, have any adverse tax consequences. So you'd actually get rid of that capital gains tax altogether this way. So yeah, the reverse mortgage costs you some money, but hey, if you're going to be paying less than the taxes that you'd pay, you know, lots of times it may be a good way too. So really, again, you know, it all comes down to what are you worried about and how can we help that? And so that's what we do when we sit down and create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We figure out, you know, what are your concerns and how can we have you stop worrying about money and have you more worrying about, you know, what fun trip to take or what fun things to do today in retirement. So, you know, really what we do is first and foremost is create that income plan. You know, how do we get more money out of that house or, you know, whatever asset we're talking about? Then we look at the investment plan. How should that money be invested? Where should those assets be? Look at the tax ramifications. Should you sell? Should you stay? What's the best way to go there? Look at those healthcare issues, legacy issues of how to still leave your loved ones some money. And then that's the blueprint to worry less wealth. I mean, it's a very simple process. We just sit down, have a visit, find out what you're worried about, have the next follow-up session, say, here's the plan you're on, here's some issues you might want to fix, and then it's up to you if you want to take action. So again, all you have to do is pick the phone and call 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
You're invited to a special event with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth, and special guest Chris Barber, Senior Vice President of Griffin Capital Securities. Learn how investing in REITs could fit into your retirement plan and become familiar with the current state of REIT offerings and how they may potentially enhance your portfolio. This information and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary meal on Thursday, October 11th at noon for lunch or 6 p.m. for dinner. Call to reserve your seat, 800-880-8628. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. So call us now, 800-880-8628. That's 800-880-8628. We look forward to seeing you Thursday, October 11th at noon for lunch or 6 p.m. for dinner. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Call 800-880-8628. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. Today's show's been all about the roles that our emotions play in our investment decision-making. And Eric, you were talking earlier about ways to hold our emotions at arm's length when we're making financial decisions. Can you give us a method to do that?
Well, yes, it's pretty simple. Have a diversified plan that, you know, really makes sure you've got everything where you need to be. So, you know, you need to have some money in foundational assets, stuff that won't go away, but you don't want to have everything in guaranteed investments because you're not going to make enough to get by in today's interest rates. So then you have to have some money in the market too. So you have to know that part's going to be a little bit more up and down, and that's going to be the emotional side. So, you know, you got to watch how you're putting that money in there. And then also if you have some steady income money, some money that's just not going up and down with the market, but just putting off some good income. The nice thing is the balance of the foundational and steady money will offset that volatility, those ups and downs of the market. And it's just going to give you a lot smoother ride and won't let you, you know, be suckered into all the freak out and craziness of watching TV and all these, you know, different messages you see and what should I do today, you know, all that type of stuff. Because most of it, you shouldn't do anything today. Most of the time, it's just invest for the long term and don't be freaked out, you know, by every little news story.
We are at the end of our show. Is there anything you'd like to add or maybe review before we have to wrap things up, Eric?
Again, we've been talking about emotions and we all have them. So half the time it's just knowing that you're reacting and just having that knowledge is a big one. So if you're working with somebody else, it really helps out. The problem is if you're not working with somebody and it's all on your own, you may not necessarily see what you're doing and see that you're overreacting or see that you're taking too much risk or Yeah, whichever direction it's going for you and your personal situation. Because, I mean, right now we are definitely at the pendulum swing of people are probably taking more risks than they should. Just the way the market's gone up. If you've done nothing to your portfolio, you will have a ton more risk than you did 5 or 10 years ago. Just for the simple fact that if you put, say, 20% in one area in your 401k, that might be 30 or 40% now. And then if the market drops, you're going to have a lot larger losses than you ever thought because you have not rebalanced, you have not redone things. So again, working with somebody can really help you avoid a lot of these things and know these things and just pay attention. Yeah, the hardest part is we don't know what we don't know. So how do you not know that? Well, you learn, right? You take some time out and figure these things out. So, you know, you could either come to some of our talks that we have. I mean, we're doing a lot of talks on Social Security, doing some other workshops. You know, you can find that on our event tab on our page. But the best way really to kind of truly know and really have some guidelines is to have a plan to follow. If you have us create that blueprint to worry less wealth, if we can have you worry less about money and finances and more about having fun and enjoying life, well, then that's going to be a lot better retirement for you. So all you have to do is pick up the phone and we will go through this process, no cost, no obligation, just have to have at least $250,000 saved for retirement. We'll go through that income plan, that investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, all personalized just to you. So if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, and we'll develop that plan for you. Again, no cost, no obligation. By that first visit, come up with a second meeting and we'll show you here's where the path you're on and should you make some changes, and that's up to you then to take action or not. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. And again, it's wealthcreator.com. Have a great week and we'll be back next weekend. Talk to you soon.
The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of this radio station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.